Why do you think that that kind of consistency is important?
Because customers is what makes us. And without them, or nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make them all, even the little customers, feel special.
You are listening to CORE, powered by and for the Holt family of companies. Let's dig in.
Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of CORE. Today is February 22nd, and this is episode 8.2, The Loyalty Trinity. This episode is once again focused on our first core value, superior customer satisfaction. So allow me to welcome Angelo Dominguez to the show. Angelo, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I've been here about 4 years. Started off as a yard guy, moved up to the coordinator for like the last 2.5 years. And married, have 2 kids.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to make that switch to a rental coordinator?
Well, just thought I could help the customers out more.
Yeah,
out in the yard.
Do you like interacting with customers more?
Yes. It's fun to talk to them and get to know them.
Awesome. Okay, so I want to dive right into this topic because it's one that has definitely been stirring up a lot of buzz between our different companies. So while most people think that customer loyalty is tied directly to a manufacturer brand loyalty, we find that it's much more about the quality of service that you receive during your interaction. For example, think about going to a grocery store. We're all picturing a different grocery store in our minds based on our preference. I can buy tortilla chips from any grocery store, but I choose to go to Raley's because the store is clean and I get good service. Or I may choose to go to Walmart because I value cost more than anything else. Or Save Mart because it's the closest to my house and convenience is my top priority. There are 3 pieces of the customer loyalty puzzle that must be achieved. During any interaction with our company, the customer must walk away feeling appreciated, secure, and having had an effortless experience. The idea is that if you can achieve these 3 simple things, the rest will fall into place. Now, to give you a little insight on what's to come, these are the principal ideas, and the plan of action is coming down the road. For now, let's focus on understanding the importance and really the meaning of customer loyalty. The Cat Rental Store is a great example of this. All customers expect a consistent experience whenever and wherever they engage, whether that be online, through social networks, in person, or over the phone. So, Angelo, when we're talking about helping our customers feel appreciated, what does that mean during a phone call with them?
It means just to get to know them, and then them being happy with you says a lot, and getting their trust.
Gaining their trust. Yes. Yeah. How do you go about gaining their trust?
Talk with them, know what their needs are, and just helping them out with any way you can.
What are some ways that you show a customer that they have maybe your full attention during an interaction?
Basically, they always give them my full attention, no matter what, who's on the phone with, but just asking who their name is, you know, what the company they're with and so forth. So you know what you're working with. Ask questions, ask lots of questions, and you could tell if they're interested or not, just on how their responses are.
Yeah, I think that even on different calls with vendors or when I'm trying to order something online in my personal life and need some help over the phone, you can tell when somebody's focused on or not focused on you, just working on something else. Maybe 9 times out of 10, the issue that the customer is having is out of your control. So how do you still make them feel appreciated?
Well, I mean, you could tell them like what you could do to help them out, what are your best deals with, and just so you know, let them know that you're there for them,
mm-hmm.
and help them out any way you can.
As a coordinator, I'm sure that you recognize that the customer is the ultimate decision maker and you have to respect their business. So how do you show a customer that you respect their business?
Well, when they're asking like what they needed something, you're giving them hints on what they would need, like, you know, take this one instead, and they say no, and then you just back off and be like, okay, we'll go with this, and, you know, give them what they want.
Mm-hmm. So you're making recommendations, but at the end of the day, you're listening to what they're asking for.
Right. Yes.
Awesome. Have you ever had a situation where you made a recommendation, they went with whatever they thought was correct and then had a negative experience because of it.
Yeah, because the machine wasn't big enough for what they needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so when they called back and said, I messed up, how did you remedy that situation?
Just try to break them a deal, whatever you can, you know. And if you could do that, then they'd probably be more thankful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're giving them a break, saying, yeah, I messed up, but I want to go with this one now. So then that would be... They'll listen to you more.
We deal with a lot of different kinds of customers, or especially you in the cat rental store, like lots of different sizes of customers. How do you go about treating all of our customers equally, no matter how big or small they are?
No, I mean, you just got to go with the knowing that everyone that comes in is a customer, and you got to treat them all equal no matter what, no matter what they're coming to get, whether it be a bucket or a whole machine, they got to be treated the same. Either way.
Why do you think that kind of consistency is important?
Because customers is what makes us. And without them or nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make them all, even the little customers, feel special.
Okay, so we talked about how we make a customer feel appreciated. Let's talk a little bit about how we make a customer feel secure. Can you provide an example of how you might make a customer feel secure when you're dealing with them in any sort of interaction?
Yeah, I'm like, I'll get these texts from customers saying that they need like pavers and whatnot. And when I tell them I got them on the books for them, you know, it's delivered, it's already scheduled to be over there, they'll be like, okay, thank you. You know, and that's all it is, that simple thank you. And they'll keep coming back. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, so being able to serve them in multiple different methods, like having different ways of communication. Like, obviously, those customers prefer communicating over text. It's quick and easy for them. They have a relationship with you. And it sounds like if they're texting you about, hey, I need a paver, they've built some sort of trust with you.
Yeah.
So you already have that pre-established going in. And so they already feel that sense of security, and you're just continuing to maintain that feeling.
Correct.
How do you make a customer feel unique?
Like, if it's on the text, like when they text me for stuff, I'll text them like during the week, hey, how's everything going with this machine? You know, is it satisfying you, or, you know, is there anything wrong with it? Because a lot of times they won't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, because we just talked about having, you know, this consistent approach, but it's also important that each individual customer feels valued. Is there anything else that you could recommend to other coordinators or just other people who deal directly with customers to continue making them feel unique and valued?
Yeah, I mean, not treating them like a total customer, but like a kind of like make it like a kind of like a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
But just don't treat them just like a customer, you know. Just to get more personal with them.
Yeah, yeah. I think that the values of Holt of California and being a family company really drives that in our employees and how we interact with each other. And what I've seen personally is it translating directly to our interactions with customers. And that's why we are building this customer loyalty, is because they feel that sense of security with us, mm-hmm. and they feel more of a friendship than just a transactional kind of situation.
Right.
So discussing pricing can be very challenging. So how do you go about that discussion to make the customer feel secure?
That one's a hard one, because, you know, prices are prices. And so you talk to them and let them know how good of a machine is they have. It's a Caterpillar, and there's nothing else like it. You know, you pay for what it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that the Holt of California cat rental store whole experience is a value in itself. How do you give the customer a complete experience beyond the direct service that you provide to them?
Well, when they come in and get their machine that they ordered,
mm-hmm.
like me, my personal touch is I like to walk them out to the machine instead of just calling out, hey, customers out there, come and get this. I like to be personal and take them out there to the machine and walk around it with them. Let them know what they're getting instead of just them just hopping in it and going, you know, just give that little personal touch.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that really goes to that sense of security. Like, I know exactly where I'm going. I know exactly who I'm dealing with, mm-hmm. because you're taking that walk with them. They're not just wandering around our facility trying to figure out where they need to go. So that's really cool that you do that.
I'll tell them, you know, thank you for coming in and, you know, choosing us. And then at the end, I would, you know, shake their hand and let them know that I'm here for whatever else they need, you know, no matter what it is, just let us know.
Mm-hmm. So say a current customer who you've dealt with many times before calls you and says, hey, I need this and we don't have it on our lot or anywhere nearby.
Like, we might not have the one in our yard that they need, but we could always look at other yards and see if we can get one. And if something bigger will work for them, we could always help them out with that too. You know, can you take this bigger one instead?
Mm-hmm. So when I think of a customer being secure, the first thing that I think of is condition monitoring. The most vital piece of a customer's rental or ownership is that the machine is up and running when they need it. So how do you communicate the benefits of being technologically integrated if they might have questions at the cat rental store?
Well, machines are always running, but majority of the time we could see if the machine's running or not because we can look on our own screen.
So how do you share that value with a customer and say, hey, you have this machine. If for some odd reason it's not performing adequately, we will know and we will act immediately. How do you express that extra value to customers?
We just tell them, you know, we know when it's not running. You know, we can look at the history of it and check it out. And for some other reason, if we don't catch it, you're more than happier. You can call me, you know, I'll give them my numbers, you know, here, I'll replace that machine with this.
What are some important qualities a rental coordinator should possess?
Even when you're in a bad mood, don't let them see that side of you. Always welcome them with a smile. As soon as they walk through the door, greet them. Mm-hmm. Don't, you know, even with your, with the customer, say, hey, how you doing? I'll be right with you guys. Something, let them know that you acknowledge them right away.
All right. So I want to move on and talk a little bit about an effortless interaction with a customer. So how do you ensure that every interaction is effortless?
It just becomes natural. Like, as soon as they walk through the door, hey, how you doing, sir? How can I help you today? You know, just got to get that in a routine and, you know, welcome them in, stand up or whatever. When they come in, hey, how can I help you today? You know, just don't sit there all hunched over.
Yeah.
You know, but just acknowledge them, you know.
Just routine and consistency.
Yeah.
Love it. Okay. So how would you describe an effortless interaction from the customer's point of view? And we're going to make this personal. So Angelo, have you ever bought a car?
Oh yeah.
Awesome. What was effortless about the experience, kind of just generally? Maybe did the dealership have all the info that you needed? Was it clear who to speak to and who would handle the different steps of your purchasing process? Can you describe what made that interaction effortless?
Getting to know the salesman more and then being personal with them, you know, that way you know what each other, how each other are.
Mm-hmm.
Basically just tell them what you want, you know, and it's up to them to do it for you.
Have you ever dealt with a salesman in any sort of space that maybe didn't have all the info that you needed and it wasn't really clear about where to go from there?
Yeah, a couple times. I mean, they just don't know. They didn't know how to talk to you and they just start throwing stuff out, you know, and it was making no sense.
Mm-hmm. And not to be like a therapist, but like, how did that make you feel?
I mean, you know, it makes you not even want to buy anything from there. You know, it's just a bad experience and it's just not good.
So some of us may recall participating in an emotional intelligence training where the speaker shared that when interacting with each other or even our customers, eliminate the word but from our vocabulary. So instead of saying something like, yes, I like ice cream, but I only like vanilla, you say, yes, I like ice cream, and my favorite flavor is vanilla. Simply interacting with customers in this positive manner can show them that you care and are invested in finding them solutions. All right, Angelo, thank you so much for joining us today. And to all of our lovely listeners for another great week of CORE. Remember to keep building, keep growing, and keep listening to CORE. We'll see you next time.